hour. Back at it for a Monday on the show about food, fun, places, and the mayhem of life. Welcome aboard. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker. Hope you had an amazing weekend. And you know what? As we close out the month of January, you are going to be excited to see what the weather holds locally. It's going to be pretty incredible for this last week of January. Dare I say spring-like? Oh, that's how you like to start the week, with a little bit of good news. And if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, you are definitely excited about what happened over the weekend. Come on. Come on in. Beach chairs waiting for you. You can sit on the boat there if you want. Sit on the steps. Love having you this morning. Welcome, welcome, and good morning to you. Yeah, Kansas City versus Philly in the Super Bowl. Would you believe that Swifties wanted Kansas City to lose on the weekend? We'll explain why coming up on the show this morning. Also, Netflix has more changes. They upped their rates. We told you about that last week. This morning, we're telling you about some changes in the Netflix technology. It turns out that apparently while we're watching TV, we're doing this. Oh, what just happened? On our phones. And they're actually going to change TV shows to accommodate that. We'll explain coming up. Costco says this is the horrible habit, number one habit, that customers must stop immediately. We'll explain what that is. We'll also give you the sad story of an elementary school student who went blind from eating too many chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. Bum, bum, bum. What kid doesn't love chicken nuggets? And we've got a report this morning that another very popular chain, especially in our area, may be closing their doors nationwide. And we've got the details coming up on that in just a second. What a fun and hilarious night it was at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarksville Nordic Spa. Great place to go and relax and unwind. And again, they've got some amazing packages for you. And these packages have everything done for you. They've got the accommodations. They've got a little bit of food and beverage mixed in. And, of course, some time at the Clarksville Spa. And all you have to do is pick out the package that works best for you. Maybe it's some time with friends. Maybe it's a honeymooners package. Or maybe you just want a little R&R away from the kids. Visit elkhornresort.mb.ca and take a look at the packages. There's about half a dozen there. And some great value with our friends at Elkhorn Resort and Clarksville Nordic Spa. Again, that is elkhornresort.mb.ca. Sunrise Credit Union, 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba. Thanks to everybody who dropped by to win some great prizes at this year's Ag Days. A resounding success, and they gave away a ton of stuff. Look for Sunrise Credit Union at this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair and at festivals, parades, and community gatherings all across southern Manitoba, because they're proud to be a part of the community, heavily invested in the community, and reinvesting the profits back into the community, because that's what a credit union does. I asked today about topping up your RRSP, maybe starting an RESP for the kids. Sunrise Credit Union with 19 locations, sunrisecu.mb.ca. And Auto Fashion, in this terribly messy weather, maybe you don't have time to get that car cleaned. And maybe you don't just want the outside done. Maybe you want the inside done, too. They do an amazing job, just like making your car new again at Auto Fashion. Auto Fashion does an amazing job. And if you've made an investment in a vehicle that needs auto protection, ceramic coating and such, they are the people you need to know. Auto Fashion. Cass and Herman at Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's. It's the likeliness that we're going to see some more closures in the retail landscape. This story we told you about last week, that PV Mart was to shut down 22 locations, 20 of which were in Ontario and 2 in Nova Scotia. And as soon as I posted that, there was a flurry of activity on my Facebook page of people saying, I bet they'll close the whole thing. Our store isn't being stocked properly. And of course, we've got several locations of PV Mart across Manitoba, but there is one specialty media outlet. Okay, it's called the Retail Insider. And the Retail Insider is reporting this morning that PV Mart is set to shut down all their Canadian stores. Now, between when we made the post on Facebook and this morning, and I think that was like Wednesday or Thursday of last week, there was all kinds of speculation involving our local stores on Facebook. people are like, I heard this one's closing. I heard that mine's closing. I heard this one's closing. And then managers were going rogue and they were going onto Facebook and saying, we apologize. We're part of the closure. And it's like, what's going on? Because normally that information comes from head office, like we did, we had with Bootlegger, Clio, and a bunch of other stores. They all were under that one umbrella. And corporate sends out a memo to everybody saying, okay, here's what's going to happen. Here's how it's going to roll out. But some of the PV Mart managers went rogue on the weekend and said, no, we're in that. One was in Peace River, Alberta. That was not part of the, and then it was like dominoes. As soon as one manager went to Facebook to say we're closing, then another one did, and another one, and another one. And so this Retail Insider blog or Retail Insider digital media space, they don't just report on closings. They report on some new businesses coming to Canada, including one of their stories lately is a new series of Chick-fil-A restaurants coming to British Columbia. This would be big in our area because PV Mart, I'd be lying if I said I went to PV Mart. I might have gone once. I think they sell farm-related stuff, agriculture supplies, hardware, and home improvement products. And some, it's being reported some liquidation sales started on the weekend. People knew something was wrong when the liquidation at the Red Deer, Alberta location tipped everyone off that this was much more serious than the 22 closures announced last week, because I guess that's their flagship location. I did not know. This marks a significant and surprising turn of events for the company, with deep roots in Canadian retail dating back to its establishment in Winnipeg in 1967. At one point, they bought the Ace Hardware brand, which is an American chain, adding 107 Ace Hardware locations to the company portfolio. Last week, PV Industries announced plans to shutter 22 underperforming locations, mainly in Ontario and Nova Scotia, by the end of April. Doug Anderson, who's the president, said the Canadian retail environment has undergone significant disruptions in recent years, and PV has not been immune to these challenges. These closures are a challenging yet necessary step to stabilize and position our business for growth. Despite these efforts, it's now appearing the company's financial difficulties have proven to be insurmountable. And it looks as if, again, this is one sole report with multiple sources that are confidential sources within the PV Mart company saying that they are all closed. So I would venture to say this is very likely to happen. Not a slam dunk yet, because we haven't heard from PV Mart. So I think it's important to keep some perspective there. But we are hearing from some managers on Facebook that, yeah, our store is one of the stores. Cindy said that she heard that the Swan River one was closing. And yeah, this could be a loss of even more jobs. But it seems every week there's another retail chain saying, well, this is it. We can't do it. Yellow Jacket said, I like that store. They had some unique stuff in it. I'm kind of sad. But I'm not an ag guy, so I really had no reason to go into that store. And I can't say that I really looked deeply into their flyer, because when I did get the flyer, it was like water troughs and cattle supplies and prodders and pokers and ear tags and stuff. Maybe I could have got Dizzy an ear tag. I don't think he needs an ear tag. Call now and see what the story is. Get them live. They would not be talking to me. They would not. There is no other media outlet that has this information right now, aside from Retail Insider. But I think that Retail Insider obviously has somebody that they can talk to within the company. They've got connections that I don't have. And I would think that once this news gets out this morning, there'll be people asking at our local store, and then they're going to have to come clean. Well, I mean, if you're going to see liquidation or a big sale in the store, it's going to tip you off that, yeah, it's going to hit us too. Cheryl says that PV Mart is way more than ag supplies. Oh, now I wish I'd gone in there. What kind of stuff could I have bought? What kind of stuff could we put in the beach bunker from PV Mart? They got plants there. They got flowers, although I doubt that it would be. You don't need a poker or a prodder tie. You know what? You could take one of those pokers or prodders into other retail outlets where the lineup is too long. And you just poke people. Just walk around. Hey, what did you just poke me?
Yeah, I got this at PV Mart.
I got a poker and I figured out I got to call the cops on you. I'd get thrown in jail. I could get dizzy something. Tracy said hubby liked the big and tall clothes. They have big and tall clothes at PV Mart, and why am I just hearing about this now? Just had 7 Costco hot dogs on the weekend. I need big and tall clothes. You're just, oh, maybe I can get some stuff on sale. You know, maybe they had to market a little bit outside of the farming realm. I think when you talk to ag producers and farmers, they know PV Mart. You mention, you don't even get Mart out of your face, and it's like PV, oh, PV Mart. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. We get all our stuff there. It's kind of like Bed Bath & Beyond or Bath & Body Works or those stores that smell for women. Oh, I love stores that smell. Stores that smell are so delicious. Snow shovels, gardening tools. Although, Cindy, you have a farm. You know these things. You are up on it. So these are the 10 store chains that have had significant closures in 2024 in this country. The top 10. At number 10, Bye Bye Baby, a subsidiary of Bed Bath & Beyond. Bye Bye Baby also closed all Canadian locations amid the parent company's financial struggles. Bed Bath & Beyond at number 9. The home goods retailer shuttered all Canadian stores following bankruptcy proceedings. Nordstrom closed its Canadian operations. Rite Aid, I've never seen that store before. They had 200 stores in Canada. All their operations closed. Bath and Body Works. The company plans to close 50 locations, closed 50 locations in 2024, and more to come apparently in 2025. Foot Locker, the athletic retailer, has announced plans to close 400 stores by the end of this year, focusing on underperforming mall locations in Canada. I don't think I've ever seen a standalone Foot Locker. Do they even have those? Every time I see a Foot Locker, it's in the mall. Ted Baker, I don't know who Ted is. 7-Eleven at number 3, the convenience store chain closed over 400 underperforming stores across the U.S. and in Canada, accounting for roughly 3% of its North American locations. A place called Passerati's Fine Foods, mainly in Ontario, big, big chain. And The Source, Bell Canada announced the closure of approximately one-third of The Source's locations. I remember when The Source bought Radio Shack. Remember that? Remember Radio Shack? Radio Shack. Come get your 8-track at Radio Shack. Come get your radio at Radio. Tune in your radio at Radio Shack. So The Source, Bell Canada announcing the closure of one-third of The Source's locations and their head office. The remaining stores were transitioned to a franchise partnership with Best Buy, rebranded as Best Buy Express. And then we had the bootlegger. That was to start 2025. And if the PV Mart closures end up being confirmed, that would be certainly a big one to start the year. We're not even through January yet. Congratulations to our winner again of tickets to see Joan Nichols at the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt. That is a big concert coming up on the 15th. Congratulations to Michelle Robin, who won tickets with our Palm Tree Parade contest. Michelle will be joining us down there on the 15th, having some fun at the Joan Nichols concert. And that's not all. There's some other big shows that are coming in 2025. Lil Jon is coming in August. They've got Tracy Byrd in November and 3 show announcements still to come. Of course, that water park is waiting for you. Also, some beautiful hotel rooms. They've got some great food. And the games are rocking. Packed full of games. Love Squid Game Machines. That is cool. Squid Game Machines. You'll find them at Skydancer Casino in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. It's just a 90-minute drive south of Brandon. Take your passport. You're going to need it. Cross that line at the Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. You'll pull up to the doors. They'll open those doors. You'll get inside. It'll be nice and warm. You get your oil change. They'll show you your filters while you wait. You could go up to Allison's, grab yourself some carrot cake, a quick cup of coffee, and you'll be on your way. Have those fluids all checked out and ready for the rest of winter. at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And Kuiper's Family Bakery. Slide on by there for some delectable treats this week. Kuiper's Family Bakery. If you're going to be barbecuing in this beautiful weather, again, they have the greatest selection of hamburger and hot dog buns. The official hamburger and hot dog bun of summer is a Kuiper's Family Bakery. So you get a taste of summer in the middle of January by sliding in there and getting some hot dog and hamburger buns. You will not be disappointed. Not just that, they've got loaves and cookies and all kinds of sweet treats and cinnamon buns and rolls and more. Kuiper's Family Bakery, Brandon's Bakery, decades of recipes and tradition at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Why would you want the Kansas City Chiefs to lose if you're a Swiftie? How are you feeling about the Super Bowl matchup? Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Flyers in the Super Bowl. Sorry, Philadelphia Phillies in the Super Bowl. Sorry, Philadelphia Eagles. Didn't we do this before? Didn't we have Kansas City and... Oh, talk about boring. And because Taylor Swift is going to be part of this, she's going to take it over. Jeez. Swifties were hoping Kansas City would lose to the Buffalo Bills so that Travis Kelce could be by Taylor's side at the Grammy Awards. Like, that matters. Who cares? Oh, man, I'm glad that Travis Kelce is not a Viking. I'd be kind of pissed off. You don't want to cheer for your team to lose. And who cares if he's at the Grammy Awards? She's a big girl. She can handle the Grammys herself. I know she'll probably win 15 and needs the help carrying them. Michelle says everyone wants them to lose. Although Philadelphia is like cheering for Boston. Their fans are gross. And they're rude. So on one hand, you've got the Swifties. They're annoying as hell. Then on the other hand, you've got a group of fans, probably the rudest in the entire league. So who's doing the halftime show? They should make Taylor do the halftime show. I'm sorry, if it's all going to be about Taylor, you got to work. You got to go to work. You got to do the halftime show. You're here anyway. Or is she going to, she's going to miss it because of the Grammys? Well, she flies everywhere lickety split anyway. It's not going to be a whole lot of fun. I am not, these people need some serious help. SZA. Oh, that's why. SZA. Spelt S-Z-A. It's going to be incredible. SZA. I think for the first time ever, the CFL Grey Cup had a better halftime show than the Super Bowl's about to have. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Maybe that's why Trump wants us. Maybe that's it. He's a football fan. The CFL is kind of the greatest. And if we take it over, then we get the CFL and the Jonas Brothers will always do our halftime show. With special guest Kendrick Lamar. Oh, yeah. Yippee. So in other words, I'll be watching for the commercials. I like the commercials. I love the commercials. Let's be honest. Super Bowl commercials are pretty fun. They've had some good ones over the years. But the game is going to be a snorer. But I guess I can make some more cool food. Some more fun food for the Super Bowl. Is changing the shape of its chips. This is not good. I am not good with change. And why is Doritos, one of the big advertisers at the Super Bowl, why is Doritos changing the shape of its chips? You already know the shape of a Dorito, right? I think we're all on the same page with this, right? I mean, when you think of that cheesy little chip and how beautiful that cheesy little chip is, it's not a circle. It's not a square. It's not an octagon. It is the triangle. It's a beautiful thing. The Doritos triangle. So then what the hell are they doing? Why are they messing with a good thing? So because they are collaborating with the Minecraft movie, they're going to change the shape of Doritos for a limited time. But you know this is a test balloon, right? If this sells really, really good, we could see triangle Doritos go by. So what are they going to be? What would it be? Well, Minecraft. Everything's square in Minecraft, so they're going to change them to squares. Now, thankfully, this is only going to happen in the UK, but, like, this is what they put out for their marketing. Doritos are so bad for you. Oh, come on. I just scarfed down 7 Costco hot dogs, and you're going to tell me Doritos are bad for me? Quentin says it looks like a cracker. Totally not acceptable. The shape of things to come. Not acceptable. We don't like it, Doritos. Who cares if it's marketing with Minecraft? Those kids, their skulls haven't hardened yet. Don't market to them. Market to us. If you ever throw a handful of Doritos in the fire, further to Derek's point of them not being good for you, he's telling the truth. Your fire will explode. It's like throwing a can of gasoline on your fire. It just goes, kaboom, it's napalm. I think the U.S. Defense Department, that's all they do is they've got like little igniters and little aluminum tubes of Doritos. And then when they drop napalm bombs, it's just, kaboom, it just like explodes everything. It's nasty. Try it. Stand back, though. You'll burn your eyebrows off. For some people, depending on the store, and I'm exaggerating a little bit, but some people use their items and then take them back to the store. And I'm not saying, you know, you tried a shirt on, didn't fit properly at whatever it is you were attending, and then you figure, okay, I'm going to take it back to the store. I'm talking like weeks and weeks and weeks, months and months and months, potentially even years and years and years of product usage, and then taking it back to the store. But I'm thinking that a lot of retail outlets are starting to clamp down on that kind of stuff. Quentin says that Canadian Tire has the best return policy. Canadian Tire's return policy. They offer now, oh, they've changed it apparently. They offer a 90-day return policy for most items as long as they are in new, unused condition with proof of purchase. If the item is defective, you can return it for a full refund or exchange. Items like electronics have a 30-day return window, and some products may be subject to restocking fees. The best and most open return policies in retail today are seen in Costco, Nordstrom, and Zappos. Costco has said this is the one shopping habit they need their customers to stop right away. I thought it was eating the free samples or scarfing down 7 hot dogs. And apparently it isn't that. Costco customers are buying a product, consuming half the product, and if the product is in a non-transparent container, customers reseal the product, take it back for a full refund, Costco restocks it, and then somebody else buys it. I'll give you an example. This has been a problem for Costco diapers. Mom or dad goes to Costco and buys the diapers, gets a 5,000 pack, because that's how you have to buy things at Costco, a 5,000 pack of diapers. Mom takes out 100 from the box, leaves 4,900 left. Then she reseals the box up, takes it back to Costco, says, you know, I didn't need these diapers. I want my money back. And they give you the money back, but there's some items gone. Then Costco puts them back on the shelf. You buy the diapers. And there isn't 5,000 diapers in your box. You're like, wait a second. I opened the box and there's some missing. One Costco shopper experienced this when they opened a jar of pretzels only to find the seal broken and the food clearly pilfered. I got home after a long, cold morning of errands, wasn't paying close enough attention, and realized somebody had been in the pretzels. Now I get to make the trip back to Costco, wait in the return line, get another container because someone lacks impulse control. Even over-the-counter medications aren't safe from tampering. Oh my God. And as things continue to rise in prices, it's something to keep an eye on. So how can you prevent this from happening to you? Always check to make sure that it hasn't been tampered with. I know it's kind of a pain, but it's a good rule of thumb for any store, really, that you should be checking to make sure that your seals are all good. If you're buying or selling property, you're going to need a lawyer for that. As interest rates continue to fall and there may be more reductions on the way, real estate is a hot buy these days. And EPLA office is a busy place to be, but they can always make time for you because they love helping people. They love getting people into their first home. Or they like making wills and giving peace of mind to people, knowing that they've got a great plan, a solid estate plan, and everyone's going to be taken care of. They do wills and estates, they do real estate, and they do corporate law at EPLA office, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. At Tim Hortons this week is Special Olympics Donut Week, okay? January 31st, can you believe it? It's this Friday. From the 31st to the 2nd, buy a Special Olympics donut and 100% of the proceeds are going to support Special Olympics athletes. Pre-order yours now so you've got some for your coworkers, for friends and family. You're going to make their day. You're going to make them so happy, spreading happiness and love, and at the same time supporting our Special Olympics athletes. Go to timhortonswestman.ca. You've always got time for Tim's in Verdon, Brandon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops as the Super Bowl is now set to go. The matchup is ready to roll with Philadelphia and Kansas City. We've already determined that the food is going to be the star of the show. So if you are looking for everything from chips and dip to smoked salmon, olives, pickles, and chicken wings, maybe a pizza to throw in the oven, you'll find it at your local co-ops of Westman. And of course, being a great week for barbecue, and they have got a great selection of ready-made burgers too. Burgers for the grill and weather like this, man, from bison and buffalo burgers to jalapeno cheddar burgers to the original ground chuck. You'll find them at your local co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with your local co-ops at Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op too. I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't want that. That's gross. I don't want... Okay, how about chicken nuggets? Point being is that kids love chicken nuggets. I know some adults. I have a friend who is such a picky eater. He's got like five things that he eats. That's it. Mashed potatoes, he'll eat toast with peanut butter, cereal. He's got the appetite of like a kindergartner, and chicken nuggets. He'll eat chicken, and he eats a lot of chicken nuggets. So the next time I see him, I am going to share this story because this elementary school student went permanently blind after eating too many chicken nuggets. It happened in Malaysia. The 8-year-old boy went blind because of poor diet. The child was said to have had a diet that only consisted of chicken nuggets, sausages, and cookies. This kid in Malaysia, whose name is Little Tyler, when translated to English, ate nothing but nuggets, sausages, and cookies. What's wrong with that? So we're eating on the run. The Daily Mail reported the boy's instructors became aware of the problem after he asked the teacher, "Why can't I see anything?" He was taken to the hospital. Doctors diagnosed him with a severe vitamin A deficiency. The publication reported that the child likely suffered from optic atrophy, which, according to the Cleveland Clinic, is a condition that happens because of long-term damage to the optic nerve due to poor nutrition. So who knew that chicken nuggets could be so dangerous? So do you agree that you are on your phone while you're trying to watch TV? And why are we doing this? Why are we so addicted to our phones that when we're in the mood to watch a TV show, we can't just put the damn thing down? And I have to tell you, I'm the same way. I catch myself going, am I watching this or not? Oh, I got to rewind it. I missed a piece. They call it a second screen experience. It's the normal thing now. Live blogging is the latest season of Netflix's Stranger Things, or buying a new t-shirt while you're watching a show. According to a study, 91% at least sometimes look at their phones while watching TV. For generations weaned on TikTok, that sometimes might be a little closer to watching TikTok while you're watching television. Although viewing habits have long been headed in this direction, what's changed more recently is that Netflix now appears to have adapted those habits by optimizing for second screen viewing. How? Several screenwriters who've worked for the streamer said there was a note from company executives to have the character announce what they're doing so that viewers who have the program on in the background can follow along. Overly expository dialogue is nothing new. It's usually just a sign of lazy writing. If it's no longer just a trope, but rather part of a studio-wide effort to relieve viewers of having to come up for air from their phones, it's a different story. It reminds me of soap operas. If you've ever seen one, and I inadvertently catch them when Tracy's watching them, we'll give you an update on the character. So you'll walk into a scene and you're like, oh, these two people are arguing. And amidst their argument, they'll say, and you know, I am sick and tired. Last year you did this and you're on your third husband now. Why are you getting divorced so many times? Blah, 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 blah. So in the dialogue, they're able to bring you up to speed on what has happened the last 3 years on a show. You can catch up instantly. Netflix has said that they're going to start writing shows, writing their content in a similar style. So if people are predisposed on their phone, you'll be able to stay in touch with your favorite characters. Restaurant reservations in the last 90 days up 20% because GST was not part of the offering because of the GST holiday. People, 20% more restaurant reservations. Go figure. You take the tax away and people spend more money. What? So at Leon, save the tax, 3635 Victoria Avenue on select furniture, mattresses, and three-piece major appliance packages. Again, for a limited time, you'll find them in Brandon's West End, 3635 Victoria Avenue, Leon's Furniture Superstore. Westman's EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon. If you're looking for an electric vehicle, they're at 1500 Richmond Avenue. They've got a great selection of EVs, and they'll talk to you about the ways that you can save cash. And it's not just on gas. It's on things like maintenance. Fewer moving parts means fewer repairs and no oil changes either. Westman's number one EV dealership. If you're looking for your first EV or you're looking for an upgrade, check out Murray GM and Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership at 1500 Richmond Avenue. And our friends at Headley's Health Hut, a reminder that this Friday is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. What does that mean? Well, you're going to want to visit 1314 Richmond Avenue this Friday for 20% off health first supplements, 10% off supplements, beauty products, essential oils and diffusers, free draws all day long. Of course, Headley's Health Hut is Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free, from snacks to meals by Ida's Catering, whole frozen meals that are gluten-free. Your health is their top priority. Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall, now in a bright, beautiful new building on Richmond, just east of Murray GM. Kid mistakenly charges $1,500 to a parent's credit card while on a cruise playing some arcade games.
Here's what happened. We went on a family cruise, and since my husband and I have three kids and don't get a lot of alone time, my grandparents offered to watch the kids for a few hours so Mike and I can go out and explore on our own. Before we left, we had a full family discussion on what is to be expected while we were gone. What was supposed to happen is the kids were going to play in the pool while grandparents watched, we were going to come out and then meet back up for lunch in a few hours. Instead, as soon as we, the parents, left, the kids decided they didn't want to go to the pool anymore and threw a fit to go to the arcade instead. My grandparents tried to tell them that they thought it costed money, but my kids argued and told them that their friends in kids club said that all they had to do was swipe their cards and they could play as long as they wanted and that there was no limit to the cards. So my grandparents, not knowing, took them to the arcade and let them play. And yes, we did have a very long conversation with my grandparents afterwards. Kids got punished because they knew better. They didn't try this when we were there. Their mistakes were arguing with adults and believing their friends over their family. All of their mess up was that they didn't just stick to the plan. We were literally only gone for 2 hours. And yes, we now know that we could have got their cards turned off, but not being avid cruisers, we didn't know this in the beginning.
If you've got stuff connected to your credit card on a cruise or any hotel, kids could go off like drunken sailors. Well, they're sneaky. They're sneaky. Grandparents tried. They are you sure this is going to be free? Our friends told us that it was going to be free. No problem. Just swipe your card, play all day. $1,500 bill. They make it too easy sometimes. $1,567.47. It's time that the weather is too good. The weather is too amazing. So it's time to run out and play in the sunshine. It is time to enjoy the beautiful weather. Time to get our week underway, Sunseekers. Let's get going. Pitter-patter. Let's get at her. Let's get going. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. And goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We're going to see you soon like the sun once again. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.